October. October is Fire Prevention Month. 93.7 The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms monthly. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. This continues to be a topic, Bob, and the field, the potential field, is dwindling. Christian Kirk out for the season. Of course, I'm talking about wide receivers the Steelers could add. Cooper Kupp seems to be off the market, although I wonder. So who else is there left? Darius Slayton, a guy we're going to see tonight.
He's one of them.
Adam Thielen.
Mike Williams, all same kind of guys who've been in the league for a while, still have something maybe in the tank.
Mike Williams?
You'd get him for a very small price, probably a seventh-round conditional pick of something of that nature.
So which of those guys, other than Kupp, because we've talked about him, and now the Rams are winning again. And
do you think if they had lost that game, they would have had a different opinion?
I think
opinion?
If they had lost the last two, they would definitely have a different
opinion. Now they have Stafford back.
Right.
Puka Nacua is back.
Nacua back.
So now they look like a team that can actually win that division because it's not a very good division right now.
It almost only makes sense if you have Matthew Stafford, who I think is still really good, that you try to win. Why else would you have a quarterback like that if you're not going to try to win now?
This is a GM in an organization that does not believe in draft picks. When they acquired the talent they acquired, they went through trade. They gave up a lot of draft picks to get them. So they're not necessarily looking to bring in a number two. You know, if they think they have a team and people who can help their team get to a playoff. So
here's the other thing. Look at the NFC. I see the Lions right now as the favorite, but the Niners are really struggling right now.
Don't underestimate the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles are very talented. But I guess my point is, if I'm Sean McVay and the people who run the Rams looking at the landscape right now, I'm saying, why not us if we have a healthy Puka, a healthy Cooper Kupp, and a healthy Matt Stafford. We could win. We could win games. We could beat teams, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, that win was a big one for them. They're 3-4. Everyone else in that division, I believe, is 4-4.
So who else?
The entire division.
Yeah, I mean, that division's a perfect example of sort of what's happening. Mike Williams, does that move the needle? I guess for me, Bob, at this point, I guess I bring in Mike Williams or somebody like that just for depth purposes, so I'm not completely. To me, it's no longer about can I get a really good number two and have two like guys. Now it's about depth. Now it's about having another option if Pickens got hurt. Like, it's about having
viable options.
You
mentioned a name in the previous block that I would look at even more intently, and that's Calvin Ridley. Tennessee's not going anywhere at all. They have quarterback problems. Mason Rudolph did not have a good day yesterday. I think he's better than Will Levis, but Levis stinks. They need draft equity. They're going to be in a position where they can take another quarterback if they choose. So,
yeah.
I mean, Calvin Ridley, he got suspended by the NFL for gambling and all that stuff, but as far as his performance on the field, I like it.
He's a highly paid player.
What would it take?
I think he signed a $92 million contract.
Right, that's the only thing that, you know, depending on how they look at things.
It would take a nice pick. I bet you a third-round pick. I bet you a third. And if I'm Tennessee might be the worst team in football right now. Their offense, defense, and special teams stink. Other than that, they're pretty solid. They're horrible, Bob.
Yeah, they are. They can't do anything. I watched them yesterday, and I'm thinking, it's just an abomination. But that's
you
what
watch these franchises chase quarterbacks, and this franchise is in a little bit of that hamster wheel right now. Now maybe they found something with Russell Wilson, and maybe even with Justin Fields, who knows? But man, once you're on that hamster wheel, you can stay on there forever. Look at the Browns. Forever you can be on there.
Yeah. That's why you get spoiled when you have one guy who's here for a lot of years, and you know going in every training camp there's no competition.
Right.
You're gonna know who your quarterback is.
Exactly.
That's what they're all trying to get. That's why Trevor Lawrence was signed to a long-term deal, because they figured we have to have a quarterback first and foremost. And are we going to give up on him? No, we're going to double down and give him a long-term contract.
Yeah.
Has he done anything to make you think that he's worth that in terms of winning playoff games? No.
Yeah, he's a mega disappointment. I'm shocked at what's become of his career, honestly. So where do we go with the receiver thing then? Adam Thielen would top my list of guys I think are going to be available. He's back at practice. He's missed four games with a hamstring, but we're 1 year removed last season. He caught 103 passes for over 1,000 yards. He fits the profile of the kind of receiver I want, which is a great route runner, sure-handed guy, security blanket type guy to work with a veteran in Russell Wilson and to sort of offset, you know, I don't want a George Pickens facsimile, you know what I mean? Which I think DeAndre Hopkins might have been. I want a guy who can work the entire field and get open all the time, and that's Adam Thielen, I think. He'd be perfect.
I think he's right now, he's sort of a Cooper Kupp kind of player, but older. I don't know how much older he is, because Kupp's in 31, I think, now. But the same kind of guy. You could put him in a slot. You could put him on the outside. You could put him across the middle. Those are players who know how to get open. It's you know, different times and different ways. You have to scheme him also open, and there, I think Arthur Smith would be better at that than what they've had. So I wouldn't mind that at all. I think they need somebody.
How about Darius Slayton? I think he's fine. 25 catches, 312 yards. That sounds good to me. I also think he may fit that kind of profile.
How old is he? Do you know?
27.
Okay. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Yeah. I think that would be fine as well. Now, might there, and City Limits perhaps has scoured the wires for these kinds of rumors, be a big-time receiver like a Ridley who surprisingly appears on the market? Would either one of Miami's guys appear? Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle?
I mean, that's a lot of
Calvin
money.
Calvin Ridley, somebody like that suddenly is on the market, but the Steelers have already shown they're willing to make a huge money commitment. They wanted Ayuk at upwards of 30.
I'm glad they didn't do that. Phil's Buckos 21 on Twitter has a suggestion for us.
Yes.
Would you consider trading for Jakobi Meyers of the Raiders?
Yes.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I would. What do you think that would take?
Not as much as it would for Calvin Ridley, I can tell you that.
He had 71 catches for 800 yards and 8 touchdowns last year. He's also like a first down maker.
He's been injured too.
He had like 50
he's...
first downs last year.
I would take that for sure.
Yes. The answer to that, the short answer is yes. 1 year in New England without, I don't think, great quarterbacking. He had 83 catches for almost 900 yards.
Yeah,
900 years.
900 years. That's a really. And we were just talking about how short a lifespan most of these NFL players have. Jakobi Meyers has been around since pre-invention of football.
Did you see where the oldest woman in the United States, or maybe the world, passed away
I
last
saw
week,
that.
Bob? 115 years old.
Would you want to live till 115?
Ron covered her birthday.
I'm waiting for the laughter
did
track.
Did you know that limits? Ron was there. Ron was there chronicling her entire life. She was 115.
Would you want to live to
no,
be that
we,
old?
No, we talked about this last week, and I mentioned to City Limits and I think to Donnie Football.
Even if you were in pretty good, decent shape for 115-year-old.
Bob, I'm already sick of everyone, including myself. What am I going to be like at 108, knowing I still had another 7 years? No, I don't think I would want to live to 115. Okay. You?
If I were healthy enough, yes, I'd like to see what's going on in that far down the road, how technology will change, how people change. I want to see. If I were healthy and had my wits about me, yes, I would. If I could play
Limits,
golf,
how about you?
Would you be playing
golf?
If I could play golf
at 114, I would take it.
Who is the oldest person you know who plays golf? Because I know someone who's 92 and still plays. And,
really?
Yeah. And I'm just wondering, as long as you can do that, why wouldn't you want to do that?
You sold me there.
There you go.
If I could play golf at 114.
I could see it now. 115-year-old Joe Starkey gets his second hole-in-one. The first one no one saw. He got a plaque for it. Now, at 115, he gets number two.
I played yesterday at Moon very briefly. We had the all-biblical team. It was three people I've never met. It was me, Joseph, Luke, Paul, and Mary. I swear to you, that was our foursome. Joseph, Luke, Paul, and Mary. And I was cranky, Bob. I was hangry out on the course, and I started not to play well and started to freak out. So after hole number four, I apologized to all three of them and said, I don't want to ruin the rest of your day. I'm going home to watch football. Goodbye.
That's a very unselfish way of doing it.
Yeah, I was just, nothing was going right, and I could tell it. You know how it goes, right?
No question.
I could tell it was going to get worse. And I was done. Limits, you want to live to 115?
I would be great and happy to live to 115 as long as I'm healthy and can, you know, still function and do day-to-day things.
Do you think we're going to get to the point, Bob, perhaps through AI or some other mechanism, that we will just live to like 300?
No.
200?
No, unless you put yourself in one of those chambers where they freeze you and then you wake up 300 years from now. And then,
what if Ron did that and woke up 200 years from now?
He'd drink a beer to celebrate, first and foremost.
I'm just getting out of the chamber right now. I feel a little cold.
Yeah, Ron, you were in a block of ice for 200 years.
The beer's nice and cold in there. Bob, I don't know, 200. What's the limit? Where would you put the limit on how long you'd want to live?
Again, if I have my wits about me and I can function.
Buck 40? You'd still be out there,
nah,
on the course?
That's not going to happen. What I'm saying is, if I can do it into my 90s and still play, like.
Oh, me too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes.
I just love being out in the atmosphere and the fresh air and all that stuff. So I can, if that's how it's going to be.
Limits? You have a deadline of any sort?
No, I honestly don't want to think about the end of time and the end of the world as we know it for ourselves. It makes me think just bad things. I don't like it.
Okay. Fair enough. I thought maybe 120, 130 might be.
I'd be good with that.
Yeah. 40? Well, that's what I'm asking you. What's
sure.
What's the deadline
we'll put
here?
No limits on
no
how
limits
long
on limits.
Can live.
All right. All right, Bob. Top of the hour. How about you and I take a little trip around the rest of the sports world?
We love
world?
Doing that.
Would you like that? There were some big college games and some bigger ones coming up for Pitt and Penn State. This is going to be great stuff. I just hope they're on a collision course to meet. We have Penguins news left and right happening at the moment. Is Mike Sullivan on any kind of hot seat? Let's answer that question next. 50-minute mark. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We see that the Steelers have an injury report where Justin Fields is suddenly on there and not playing. And according to Jay Glazer, Tomlin had some Justin Fields stuff ready for tonight, Bob. So maybe a little altering of the game plan here. If you have Justin Fields on your team, you should be using him in some capacity.
So we said that from the beginning once he was here, thinking that Russell Wilson would start from day one and you'd have to do something. But I wonder about a hamstring injury. I don't know, with a bye week coming up, if they want to put that. If he's active, I don't know if I'd want to do that right now.
Doesn't it sound? Have they reported
he's questionable.
That he's questionable?
Yeah, okay. They put him on the list.
Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. I saw them yesterday at Pet Fest. I didn't see Fishman, Bob. Does he travel with them often, or is he independent?
He doesn't do. I mean, he doesn't play golf, to my knowledge. So
yeah.
Those two guys do, and he doesn't. So therefore, in those circles, you don't see him.
Jay,
unless Fishman's caddying, which he should.
Did you see the picture that we took with him, Donnie and I?
No.
With the Shenderoviches. Donnie tweeted it.
I'd love to see it. Yes. Please show it to me.